Welcome back to the program. Let us give you some good news for the Tuesday. Penny Pompa lives in Monroe, Connecticut, has four kids to support. She's been on hard times and thought she was about to lose her house. She's, you know, somewhere in her 40s. And Monroe, just for your geographical education, is about 20 miles west of New Haven, Connecticut.
Yeah, I know where Monroe is.
She's also had a few medical bills recently. She was diagnosed with Lyme disease. Anyway, dealing with all that is going to be a whole lot stressful now. You know why?
I heard this story. This is good.
Penny woke up to a knock on her door on Wednesday, and when she answered it, it was those creeps from the Publisher's Clearinghouse. They had a check for her for $1 million.
Really? She's a real, legitimate Publisher's Clearinghouse winner.
Absolutely.
Okay. What do you think they fake those scenes where they film the people at the door with the balloons and everything? They actually do that.
Tell me that it would not be the most epic prank of all time if you're, say, a wacky radio morning show.
Hey, everybody.
And you, hello, we're from Clearinghouse Publishers.
Oh,
with a $1 million rubber check and a thing.
You just caused parts of our lawyers' bodies to pucker harder
I know.
They're going, oh my God, they're not going to do that, are they? Because we'd get sued.
I know. We'll get sued just for giving someone else the idea. Well, I heard from those guys in the morning, you know.
Well, they did it. Why not?
There's a video of it online, of course. She was out of it because she was opening the door after being awoken. She saw the oversized check, realized it was real, and said that right before bed she had prayed for a miracle. That
would
is awesome.
What would be your first reaction if you opened the door and the Publisher's Clearinghouse folks were there? You wouldn't believe it was real, right?
I'd be looking around
believe
going,
that somebody was pranking you.
I'd be looking around going, where's Tom?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, I'm a skeptic about those things. That's what I'd think.
This didn't actually happen. You guys are pranking me, and, you know, this isn't happening. All right, back to what we normally do. On 2 a.m. on Saturday, a 37-year-old by the name of Damon Exum was driving down the highway in Dunwoody, Georgia, just outside of Hotlanta, and he crashed into a cop car and then sped off. Well, the cop didn't just sit there and go, well, that's a shame. No, the cop gave chase. At that point, you would expect it to turn into a high-speed chase, right?
Both cars damaged so much that they couldn't go very fast?
Damon pulled over because it turned out he was hammered and actually had no idea he'd just been in a car crash.
Ah.
The cop knew he was drunk because when he asked for the license and registration, Damon handed him a beer instead. Said, here. He was arrested on 8 different charges, including driving under the influence. Oh, by the way, this is his third driving under the influence offense. A British girl in her 20s. Now, this I'm going to have to be delicate with this one, okay? A British girl in her 20s. Was flying with her parents from London to Las Vegas last week on a Virgin Atlantic flight and had a few too many tasty adult beverages.
Okay.
All right. She then started talking to the random guy sitting next to her, and even though they had just met, they decided...
Mile High Club.
Thank you. Yes, bang. That's exactly what she decided that they were going to do. Now, Virgin Atlantic Airlines has a very tolerant attitude to this type of thing.
This is very European.
They set aside a special room?
Well, not so much
a special
that, but,
bathroom for only, you know, these activities?
You kind of keep it on the down low, okay?
How do you keep it on the down low?
Well, let's not
How
be very...
How is that even possible?
Well, I can't imagine for you it's that hard. It's like, done.
Oh, stop it.
Anyway...
First of all, I mean, this is rude. This is an intercontinental flight. There's probably 400 people on board.
An inter what?
And you're clogging up the laboratories,
really?
Doing what?
Yeah, well, they got a little loud, all right? So
loud that the people in first class really do have more fun.
Do you mind? Can you hold it down just a little? I mean, can you keep it down just a little?
Either one of those, not good choices. Anyway, unfortunately, because it got loud, the flight attendants went to the bathroom.
You gotta stop!
The woman got into a loud argument with one of the flight attendants.
Who is it?
So they ended up having to handcuff her.
Oh, my.
While she was naked?
Yeah, well, you know, they apparently gave her the opportunity to get more decent. When the plane landed, the cops escorted her off. Las Vegas police were very understanding of the circumstance. They were pretty cool. They let her off with a warning. instead of a big, big issue.
Too bad it wasn't Air France. The flight attendant would have tried to get in.
Absolutely. And with all of that, it makes you want to do this.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
All right, here we go. Let's take a quick look at the headlines. Meet the Press is being criticized right now for having Will.i.am on as a political commentator this past Sunday. Why would you do that?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they really did.
He's a rapper, pop artist.
You know.
Well, he's about as qualified as Ted Nugent, I suppose.
Oh, shut up. We stand by our booking, said the president of NBC News, Joey Fatone. American Idol winner Scotty McCreery was the victim of a home invasion robbery in North Carolina. McCreery said he's never felt so violated by people who don't produce a reality show. As we mentioned earlier, Bob Seger turned 69 years old today.
Mm-hmm.
These days, his only night move is, well, getting up at 2 a.m. to pee.
All right, that's the best joke you'll have this week from this segment.
All right, thank you very much.
Save that one. Do it again tomorrow.
Oregon State has fired President Obama's brother-in-law as head of its men's basketball team after he compiled, well, let's face it, it's a losing record. The news shocked President Obama, who had no idea that a member of his family could get fired for doing a lousy job.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much. The mayor of Buenos Aires says all women love being catcalled. In a related story, the mayor of Buenos Aires is apparently a Brooklyn construction worker from 1952. Coca-Cola says they're removing brominated vegetable oil from Powerade. Well, now, where are athletes now going to get their bromination? Huh? A new study says that childhood ends at 11. The authors of this study have never been to a Star Trek convention, have they?
No.
As we mentioned yesterday, of course, was Cinco de Mayo. It celebrates Mexicans' victory over France in the Battle of Puebla. Mexico reenacts the battle every year. Bullets zing through the streets, bodies pile up in alleyways, and, well, then they begin the reenactment. This has been a quick look at the news. Thank you very much for utilizing our services for good, and, of course, not for evil.
Not feeling well this morning. It could be that you have contracted post-traumatic Cinco de Mayo syndrome. If you awoke in bed minus your pantalones with a burro wearing a promotional Dos Equis sombrero, you might have post-traumatic Cinco de Mayo syndrome, or PTCDMS. Many sufferers of PTCDMS hear La Bamba ringing in their ears while 3/7 of a mariachi band are in their kitchen making huevos rancheros, asking the same question in Espanol over and over. Why is that naked guy covered in pico de gallo? Do you have an urge to roll your R's? Are a collection of Patron tchotchkes hanging from you? Down there, do one or more of your new friends answer to the name Chewy? Or is comedian George Lopez drunk on your couch begging you to give him one of your kidneys? Then you might be a victim of PTCDMS. Get the facts about post-traumatic Cinco de Mayo syndrome at any cantina, cochina, or wherever your drunk gringo ass got kicked out of last night. It smells of tequila and shame. Post-traumatic Cinco de Mayo syndrome.
News, talk, and Rush Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.